Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend with us. Shelley Francis is here, ladies and gentlemen. Shelley is the Marketing and Communications Director at the Center for Courage and Renewal, a nonprofit organization based in Seattle. She is the author of a new book called The Courage Way, Leading and Living with Integrity. And it's a very important topic. She's our new friend, Shelley Francis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm happy to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here. You know, when most people write a book, it's because they've been motivated to say something about something that's stuck in their craw, an itch they need to scratch, something that they saw that need to be addressed. Is that why you focused your book on courage? Do you see some kind of a dearth, some kind of a lack, some kind of some missing courage out there in the marketplace? What do you see?
Well, the Center for Courage and Renewal has been doing this for about 25 years, and we really wanted to figure out what is it that we mean by courage and leadership. And you just need to look in the news any day to see why we need more courage and integrity in the world, especially right. in leadership, and that we need more people who feel like they are capable of being leaders, no matter where they are on the org chart, mm-hmm. whether it's small business or big business.
But you combine courage and integrity in the same sentence just now. Tell us why.
Well, you know, when I look back at where courage comes from, it comes from the heart. You know, that goes back to our French word, core. I'm not sure how to pronounce it exactly. But another word for courage, too, is fortitude. And how do we fortify ourselves for the hard times? And what we believe it and what I've seen through the leaders I've interviewed is that courage comes from the integrity of aligning who you are on the inside with your actions on the outside. Mm-hmm. So integrity is more than ethics. It's your action that you take the heart.
Three quotes that I use when I think about what you're talking about right now, courage, integrity, and fortitude. I think about something that Socrates one time said. He said the best way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be. It takes courage sometimes to stand up and to stick to what you know is your North Star. This is what I stand for. And with all the peer pressure, with all the professional challenges, with all the bosses and the customers pulling me all these different directions, the world's pulling me in another direction, politics is having an effect on me, what is my North Star? Do I have the courage to stick to that? Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. Like, who are you at your core? How do you want to bring yourself into the world? And it's hard to do that all by yourself. And one of the things that we talk about is the importance of, like, paying attention to your inner world. What you value the most, and not just your strengths, but also what your limits are, and just being really self-aware and honest about that.
When I think about trust, and I think about it a lot, and I've written about it a lot over the last in my last two books. When I think about trust, trust is what you and I give to each other, but values and what you were talking about, courage and values. That's what we expect of ourselves, isn't it?
It is. And what's hard is that if we only keep that on the inside and don't let anybody see that, it's harder to bring it forth on a moment's notice when we really need it.
Right.
But if we have the kind of friends and people that we can trust close by us who can help us access that more
right.
frequently, then we can... We can bring that forward.
But they've got to know that we're steadfast, don't they, Shelley? They've got to know if they put themselves out there in a scenario where they need us to support them, They've got to know we're steadfast. And I think that's what Socrates meant when he said, be in reality what you appear to be. And he was talking about the courage to not only know your North Star, to know what your true north is, but also to have the courage to demonstrate it even when it's not easy. It's not courage if it's easy, is it?
No, courage isn't for the easy times. It's definitely for the hard times.
Yeah.
It seems like we have more of those all the time. You know, it feels like we're constantly in fight or flight mode. But a couple of things I learned about is that there's also some stress responses called freeze and flock. You know, freeze is when we just, you know, the deer frozen in headlights.
Right.
And flock is when we start, you know, going toward our the groups of herd mentality or peer pressure.
Right, and that's and both of those are not conducive to courage. We come back. I'm gonna get Shelley to blend in the pace of the marketplace. Where's technology in all this issue of courage? We'll do that after this break. The book is called The Courage Way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.